ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर दिस संडे मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम लेक्चर। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5th चैप्टर 20th द स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स वर्सेस 24-28। देयर इज नो पर्पट फॉर फ्यू वर्सेस, सो आई विल जस्ट रीड द translation part. Text 24. Outside the ocean of milk is another island, Shakadweep, which has a width of 3,200,000 yojanas, that is 25,600,000 miles. As Kraunchadweep is surrounded by its own ocean of milk, Shakadweep is surrounded by an ocean of churn yogurt as broad as the island itself. In Shakadweep, there is a big shark tree from which the island takes its name. This tree is very fragrant. Indeed, it lends its scents to the entire island. Text 25. The master of this island, also one of the sons of Priyavrat, was known as Medhatithi. He also divided his island into 7 sections, named according to the names of his own sons, whom he made the kings of that island. The names of those sons are Purojava, Manojava, Pavaman, Dhumranika, Chitrarepha, Bahurupa, and Vishwadhar. After dividing the island and situating his sons as its rulers, Medhatithi personally retired, and to fix his mind completely upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he entered a forest suitable for meditation. Text 26. For these lands also, there are 7 boundary mountains and 7 rivers. The mountains are Ishan, Urushanga, Balabhadra, Shatakeshar, Sahasrastrota, Devapal, and Mahanas. The rivers are Anakha, Ayurda, Ubhayasprishti, Aparajita, Panchapadi, Sahasrasuti, and Nijadruti. Text 27. The inhabitants of those islands are also divided into 4 castes: Rutavrata, Satyavrata, Danavrata, and Anuvrata, which exactly resemble Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. They practice pranayama and mystic yoga, and in trance they worship the Supreme Lord in the form of Vayu. Text 28. We'll read. Antapravishya Bhutani Yo Bibhartya Atma Ketubhi Antaryamishvara Sakshat Patu No Yat Vashesputam. Translation prepared by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The inhabitants of Shakadweep worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Vayu in the following words: O Supreme Person, situated as a super soul within the body, you direct the various actions of the different airs, such as prana, and thus you maintain all living entities. O Lord, O Supersoul of everyone, O Controller of the cosmic manifestation, under whom everything exists, may you protect us from all dangers. Purport. Through the mystic yoga practice called pranayama, the yogi controls the airs within the body to maintain the body in a healthy condition. In this way, the yogi comes to the point of trance and tries to see the Supersoul within the core of his heart. Pranayama is a means to attain samadhi, trance, in order to fully absorb oneself in seeing the Supreme Lord as Antaryami, the Supersoul within the core of the heart. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya. Hare Krishna. So, before beginning the class, I have a very good news for all of you. And that is, just 2 days before, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has given one message that His Holiness Varshana Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, they'll be coming for this Gaur Punya festival on 13th of March. 13th of March in the evening, 14-15 morning, evening, both of them, they will speak on Gaur Lila. Hare Krishna. So, this is the beginning. So, in these verses, we can see that Shukadeva Goswami is describing the structure of this universe. How this, what are the planetary systems and what is there horizontally, how it is divided, and vertically how it is divided, this universe. That has been explained very nicely. Of course, he is explaining in brief. He is not going into details that in each and every Iceland, what's happening there. He is giving a brief synopsis of what is the condition there. And sometimes we may not be able to conceive that how these things are existing. We are not able to see such big mountain in the sky somewhere, that they are explaining that there is a big Iceland, there is a ocean of liquor and ocean of yogurt and clarified butter. How it is possible? However, we accept these facts on the basis of authority. And these authorities are not ordinary authorities. They are coming in proper disciplic succession. And these authorities, those who are not affected by dualities of this material world, they are situated above this material platform. And they are said to be Trikalagnya. They can see what had happened in the past, what is happening at the present, and they can envision what is going to happen in the future after many, many years also. So therefore, these authorities, when you accept, we may not be able to see or explain someone logically how things are situated in this material world. But if we accept the knowledge, then we are also perfect. Just like a small child, he may not be able to explain a big calculation, but whatever teacher has explained to him, 2 plus 2, he is not able to understand. But teacher has taught him 2 plus 2 is 4. So he also is correct. So similarly, this knowledge, which we may not be able to conceive in the beginning, but if we practice and accept that knowledge, then we also get realization. We also realize that yes, these are the facts. These are not some theoretical knowledge has been given. And Srila Prabhupada explains that also saves a lot of time. That we do not have to go into different types of research, that what is there in these other planets. And so that is there. And here also we can see that these are the different planets or different islands are there in this material universe, and there are people staying there. It's not that only on Earth planet there are human beings. In fact, it is explained that in each and every planet there are different types of living entities. Because the spirit soul is sarvagata. It goes everywhere. It is existing everywhere. It is not that in the human form of life only there is soul and there only on this planet Earth. But the spirit soul is there everywhere. Even in these different planets, sun planet, moon planet, there are different types of human beings. And what is their consciousness, or what they are doing, is explained very briefly here. And here it is explained that the inhabitants of Shakdweep worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Vayu in the following words. They worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Vayu. And Srila Prabhupada explains that Vayu Devata or Surya Devata or Chandra Devata, these different demigods, they may give us different material benedictions. However, these inhabitants are not glorifying them or praying them for any material benedictions. They are in fact worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the proper perspective. They understand that these devatas are all different parts of the Supreme Lord. They are not the Supreme, they are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And they have been appointed as empowered representatives. And therefore, whatever prayers they are offering, these prayers are ultimately to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a very important point to understand. And in these prayers they are saying that, O Supreme Person, situated as a super soul within the body, you direct the various actions of different airs, such as prana, and thus you maintain all living entities. O Lord, O super soul of everyone, O controller of the cosmic manifestation, under whom everything exists, may you protect us from all dangers. So they know that the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart as super soul. And because of this existence of the super soul and the soul within the body, that is our real self, we get life. It is not that this material body is only made up of the material elements. Some people say that there is no soul. This is just a combination of some material elements. So many different people have different opinions. And whenever such people had some argument with Srila Prabhupada, then Srila Prabhupada would ask them one question. Then what is the difference between dead person and a living person? Dead person also has similar elements in the body. But why he can't speak now? Why he can't talk now? or I can do any activity. If some material element is lost from your body, then you put some chemical injection and revive that person, but they are not able to do so. They may say that we may do it after a few years. We'll do some research and... But Srila Prabhupada says that it is like they are giving post-dated checks. Nothing is there in the balance, and they are saying that in future I'll be able to give all explanation for the different happenings of this material world. So therefore, when we accept the authority, our knowledge also becomes perfect. And here it is explained that the energy which one gets to this body is because of the super soul. Because the soul and super soul are situated in one's heart. And what is the symptom of the soul? It is consciousness. Consciousness is a symptom of the soul. We can see that a person is living, or there is some movement. That means there is consciousness. That means there is existence of the soul. Even in the trees, there is consciousness. In the birds, animals, aquatics, reptiles, there is consciousness. This consciousness is of different degrees. Shastras explain that there are 8,400,000 species of life, and 4,400,000 human beings, different types of human beings according to their levels of consciousness, and they are situated in various places. And it is explained that when one comes to the human form of life, one's consciousness is on the highest level. And therefore, it is explained, Vedanta Sutra explains that Athato Brahma Jidnyasa. Therefore, one should inquire. Athato means having gone through so many species of life, now one must inquire about the Supreme Absolute Truth. Because this human form of life affords that opportunity to perfect our life and to go back home, back to Godhead, and never to come back again in this material world. It is so simple. And therefore Shastras explain that therefore one should utilize this human form of life properly. Each and every moment of one's life one should utilize. Then one will be able to perfect his life. Time is given, but how we utilize that time, that is important. And especially, means last few weeks we have been discussing these chapters, and many devotees have explained that those who take birth in the land of Bharatvarsha, they are very, very fortunate. In fact, in the previous chapter also, the demigods and the other planets, they are also praying that if you have any type of pious activities remaining, because our pious activities will vanish and one day we'll have to go back again to this mortal world on the earthly planet. We have to take birth again in this mortal world. Kshine punya marte lokam vishanti. So they have to fall down again to this mortal world, where there is repetition of birth and death. So they are saying that if any of our pious credits are remaining and we have to take birth, let us take birth in the land of Bharatvarsha. Because on this planet there is a proper system. People are basically following Varnashram Dharma. And by following that, one can achieve the perfection of one's life. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. These are the social divisions. Lord Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita that he has made all these social divisions according to one's nature, not by one's birth. Gunakarma Vibhagasya, by one's activities, these divisions have been made properly. And it is a proper scientific division. And when someone acts according to his nature, then one can see that he is happy. He can very easily practice Krishna consciousness. If someone tries to act against one nature, then it becomes difficult. So therefore, when someone realizes one's nature and acts accordingly, then it will become very easy to practice this process. And therefore, these demigods in the upper planets are praying that let us take birth in the land of Bharatvarsha, because there is favorable atmosphere here. People have some faith in worshipping Lord. Of course, nowadays, because of advancement of Kali Yuga, people are not having faith also that there is some supreme absolute power is there. They don't even believe that. They think that this is only life and we can enjoy. And this is typical symptom of Kali Yuga. We should not wonder. We may wonder if someone, in spite of all this, has some faith in the existence of God. That could be the wonder. That yes, there are so many problems, but still someone has faith. Someone is not influenced by this mental energy. So therefore, it is important that to realize our fortunate condition. Because those who have come to this moment, especially in the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are very, very fortunate. Because if we study that the Lord takes incarnations, He appears in every yuga. And in one day of Brahma, Lord takes birth as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in particular Kali Yuga. And this Kali Yuga happens to be that yuga in which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken birth. And we can see that the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so easily available. And what is the qualification required to receive that mercy? Simply accept. Simply accept the mercy of the Lord. That is the only qualification required. We are not asked to perform mystic yoga here. Here it is explained that through this mystic yoga practice called pranayama, the yogi controls the airs within the body to maintain the body in the healthy condition. There are many processes explained. Bhagavad Gita also, in the beginning, Lord Krishna explains various methods. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. But in Kali Yuga, it is not possible. One doesn't have so much time. When Lord Krishna was explaining to Arjuna 5,000 years before, he said that, I am unable to perform this yoga because Chanchalami Mana Krishna, my mind is restless. It's very difficult to control the mind. I can control the raging wind, but I can't control the mind. That was the situation of Arjuna. Arjuna was the best amongst all Pandavas. And he is saying that I am unable to perform this yoga. At that time, the situation was quite good. But in Kali Yuga, we can see that it is so difficult. So many distractions. And in city life, it is not recommended. So therefore, one has to go to a secluded place and find a proper place, place an asana. And so many restrictions are there. Sit erect. And focus on, so like that, so many points. It's very difficult to first of all focus on all these points, that I have to do so many things at a time. I have to take care of so many things. So therefore, it's not recommended in Kali Yuga. The only method recommended is Bhakti Yoga. Very simple. One doesn't have to give up all his so many things, go in the forest and stay in the secluded place. But Stani Sita, it is explained that you remain at whatever position you are. And what you should do here, Shruti Gatam, one should hear the glories of the Supreme Lord. And then, staying in that situation, one can feel that yes, there is some difference. Even I may be householder, or I may be grass, or brahmachari, sannyasi, whatever situation is there. But if someone develops attachment for hearing the glories of the Lord, then one will transcend that situation. One will not remain on that consciousness. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, what is my real identity? My real identity is that I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis. Gopi Bharatur Padukamalaya, Das Dasan Das. That is explained. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that message. And he is elevating us and keeping us on the very highest platform. Immediate. He is not saying that first 10 years you practice Karma Yoga, then 10 years you practice Jnana Yoga, and then Dhyana Yoga, and like that, 10 afterwards you will be able to come to the platform Bhakti Yoga. No. Even a small child can practice Bhakti Yoga. Srila Prabhupada many times used to give the example of Saraswati, the daughter of Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Malati Mataji, that she is telling people who is Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the highest knowledge she is giving. So we can see that this Bhakti Yoga is very simple. And if someone develops the attachment for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, then it's very easy. And therefore Srila Prabhupada has given this process, that he has given a proper program for all the ISKCON devotees. Morning Mangalarti, then chanting, then hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, then taking some prasad and again chanting and doing some service, again hearing in the evening. Means there is no need of doing any other activity. And if someone can do that, then one can see that it is keval ananda kanda. It is simply joyful. And we can see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his activities are so wonderful and transcendental and are so purifying to the heart. And within few days will Gaur Purnima festival will start, and we can see that so many pastimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has performed. And Acharyas explained that Lord had performed so many pastimes that even Ananta Shesh, with his thousands of hoods, even if he starts glorifying the activities of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even if he glorifies for the entire day of Brahma or the lifespan of Brahma, still he will not be able to complete the activities, the transcendental activities of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, perform in one day. So we can see that there are these activities are not ordinary activities. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to give that mercy to all people of this Kali Yuga. And his incarnation is said to be Patit Pavan incarnation. Patit Pavan avatar. He is delivering the most fallen people of this Kali Yuga. And we can see that Jagai Madhai, there is a nice painting here. He delivered these two people. They were doing so many sinful activities. People were so much afraid of them, going close to them. But still, they delivered them. And In this way, Lord showed that how even if someone may be so fallen that there is no hope, but still if someone takes the process of chanting and associate with the devotees of the Lord, starts practicing sincerely, he can become eligible candidate for the mercy of the Lord. Because we can't see that, means we can't imagine how many sinful activities Jagai and Madai had performed. And it is explained that the Yamadutas or the attendants of Chitragupta, they had a difficult time to write down all the sinful activities of Jagai and Madai. They had performed so many sinful activities. And when they received the mercy of the Lord, then they were surprised at how it is possible that these sinful people can chant. They got the mercy of the Lord and they have achieved love of Godhead. How it is possible? When Yamaduta heard, Yamaraj heard this, he fainted actually. He could not understand what is happening here. Lord Shiva and so many, if you can hear the pastimes in detail, then you will see that it's so wonderful. So therefore, devotees should not give up hope. That when they go out for preaching, they may think that, oh, these people, what can we speak to them? There is no receptivity is there. That they are not, first of all, we can't stop them. They are running so fast. Somebody may be distributing books. They may find difficult time in stopping a person. But still, if we know that what message we have got, what mercy we are giving to them, if we practice, if we sincerely do that, and then Krishna will also reciprocate that, yes, you have sincere desire to give this message to someone, then someone sincere will come to you. Krishna will see that, yes, you have a sincere desire to give, then he will send some sincere soul. Okay, because there are people are suffering in this material world, and they want some solution for their problems. They are not able to solve whatever material solutions they are having. They are creating another problems. So they are also searching for some solution, and somebody can give this message, then there is hope for such type of people. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was present, that time he was giving his mercy, and just by seeing Lord, people would achieve the love of God. That was the mercy of the Supreme Lord. That people would see the Lord and seeing his ecstatic symptoms, and they would achieve love of God. Sakshat. That was the one way of giving the mercy. So many different ways Lord gave the mercy, but one way of giving the mercy of the Lord was by his just simply darshan, people would achieve love of God. And sometimes people would misunderstand that what has happened to him, especially when Lord, when he was young, he went to Gaya to perform Shraddha ceremony for his father, and there he met Shilaishwara Puri, his eternal spiritual master. And when he met him, he served his spiritual master humbly. And after that, total transformation took place in his behavior. Because before that, Nimai, he was performing so many mischievous activities on the banks of the Ganges. They would play with small puppy dogs, and they would go when some Brahmana is performing Gayatri in the Ganges, they would pull their legs or spit water on their faces. So many mischievous activities they are performing. But of course, these were the transcendental activities. If one can see from that angle, then one can understand that these are not ordinary activities of an ordinary child. So after he met Srila Ishvara Puri, the total transformation took place. And when he came back, he was immersed in love of Godhead, always thinking of Krishna and chanting his holy name. And previously he used to teach grammar to students, and then when again he was told to teach, then whatever he was explaining the meanings of Krishna. The student asked, what is the meaning of verbal root dhatu? So he would explain that root, dhatu means root. And root cause of all causes is Krishna. That was an explanation of Nimai. And anything, he would relate immediately to Krishna. So, in this way, he was explaining this for many, many hours. And when he would come to external consciousness, then he would say that, oh, what I'm talking? And he would say that 6 hours you are explaining about Krishna. Six hours I was explaining about Krishna, but I didn't touch the topic. Whatever he was supposed to teach, he didn't teach that, but he was explaining everything about Krishna. So that was the mood of Nimai. And sometimes people would think that he has gone mad. And Shachi Mata would also think that what has happened to my son? That he behaves abnormally, externally, means if you judge from material point of view, then it is abnormal behavior. Sometimes people, they are also not able to understand what happens to a person when he starts chanting. Suddenly he stops all bad habits and starts coming regularly to temple and reading Bhagavad Gita and associating. That's a normal behavior. But many times people think that, what has happened to him? Somebody has brainwashed him, or what has happened? But that's a normal behavior. And Shachi Mata would ask the neighbors that, what has happened to my son? Why is behaving like this? Always chanting Hare Krishna and dancing and crying. So they would say that there is some problem in his life affairs. His life affairs are disarrayed. He has gone mad. And what you should do? You should apply Vishnu oil on his head. And some people say that, no, he has got more serious problem. You should apply, or you should soak him in Shiva ghee. So in this way, they would give so many answers, and she was not able to understand what to do. And afterward, Shivas Thakur came there, and Lord asked him, what is this? Why people are saying like this? So he said that, this is perfect. What you are doing is perfect. You are chanting the names of the Lord Krishna. And in fact, you have achieved love of Godhead. That is the perfection of life. When someone achieves the love of Godhead, then he is chanting, dancing, acting like a madman. And in fact, I desire what you have. What you achieve, perfection you have achieved, that I also want that. So in this way, these transcendental activities of the Lord, he would perform such activities. And these are the symptoms of love of God. It means because Lord also, when he delivered Prakashananda Saraswati also, that time also, Prakashananda Saraswati also was a great Mayavadi sannyasi, and he was thinking that somebody is studying scriptures and trying to understand Vedanta, then what is the use of this chanting and acting like a sentimental person? And they were thinking that he is a sentimental person. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that my spiritual master told that don't indulge into this Vedanta and things. Just chant the holy name of the Lord. That is sufficient. And I am chanting, and whatever symptoms he is getting, they are the highest symptoms. Whatever the result of Vedanta, studying the Vedanta and everything, ultimately one has to come to the platform of devotional service. And he has achieved already after chanting the holy name of the Lord. So that's the highest perfection he has achieved. So these are the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord. And of course, means there are many ways, means Lord, so many pastimes he performed. And these all, hearing of such pastimes are very, very purifying. Srila Prabhupada explains that the transcendental vibrations created by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam or glories of Lord Krishna, they can completely purify the entire universe. Because the universe, the whole, means the material atmosphere is pervading so much that one's consciousness is polluted. And because of polluted consciousness, one's activities are polluted. And therefore, one is performing sinful activities. But if someone hears the holy name of the Lord, starts chanting, hearing and associate with the devotees of the Lord, comes in the pure atmosphere, then it is like Cheto Darpana Marshanam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this method, that chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this in the association of devotees, what is the first result? That Cheto Darpana Marchana, one's heart will be purified first. And when one's heart is purified, then one's activities will be also purified. And when one's activities are purified, then it will be very easy to understand this philosophy and practice it. And it is explained that why this heart is not purified, or the activities are not purified, because in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and another place, Srila Prabhupada gives a wonderful explanation of what are these different life airs. 10 types of life airs are given. And once, if there is some imbalance, then once one is not in the healthy condition, one is not in the normal condition of his health. And therefore, this type of pranayama or this thing, mystic yoga, they try to control the airs within the body. Of course, pranayama is not the first stage. Pranayama is the fourth stage of Ashtanga Yoga. First is yam, niyam, asana, then comes pranayama. So therefore, one has to practice. If someone wants to practice that, then one should practice under proper guidance. Because prana means the life air. There is a risk also. Sometimes people, if they don't practice it properly, they may there may be imbalance and they may suffer also. So therefore, it is recommended to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And some people have given some scientific explanation also, that if someone chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then there is proper the heart beats also come to a proper rhythm and things like that. That may be there also. But we believe, we do not try to synchronize our chanting with breathing and things. People do some mantras and things. We try to hear the holy name. That is more important actually. One should try to hear. The hearing is most important. So therefore, when someone hears the holy name properly, Because by hearing, by regular hearing, then one's heart will become clear. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karya Uday. It is explained that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, Sadhya Kabuna, that the love of God is there in everyone's heart. And how it can be awakened? Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karya Uday. At one, when someone hears the holy name, the glories of the Lord, regularly, attentively, then by such regular hearing, then that love of Godhead will be awakened. And then one can see that, yes, this is the proper condition, or that this is a normal condition. Srila Prabhupada had, means he had given one lecture, and this lecture he gave the topic, who is crazy? That people in the material world, they think that devotees, when they start chanting, they become crazy and they start behaving abnormally. But Srila Prabhupada has given a very proper explanation, very nice explanation, that how, very scientific explanation. I was just going through it's a big lecture is there. But he has given a very nice explanation how a devotee who is practicing this process, he has actually understood this is a proper science, this is spiritual science. Because when someone starts chanting, his desires are purified. He doesn't have separate desire from the Lord. Whatever Lord wants, similar desire, he wants to serve the Lord. That's a pure desire. And therefore his activities are also dotel accordingly. And therefore he comes to that normal platform. So therefore here the explanation is given. In fact, in the next verse there'll be another explanation of Pushkaradeep, that is the seventh island in this land, means the Bhumandal. It is explained. There a wonderful explanation is given, all the different islands and how they are divided. Hare Krishna. So somebody has any questions or comments? Somebody has a question.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You have mentioned regarding the demigods and demigoddesses for small benediction.
Can you just...
But is it not so?
No, can you just speak in the mic?
That akashat patitam toyam yatha gacchanti sagaram sarvadeva namaskaram keshavam prati gacchati. So if at all they are praying to the demigods and goddesses, are they not praying to the Keshav?
If it is already going to the Keshava, then why you have to worship someone else? You just worship Lord, ultimately, whom they are also worshipping. This verse has to be understood in a proper way. That some people may say that the water which falls on the sky, it goes to the ocean ultimately, and we may worship any demigod and ultimately it will go to the Supreme Lord. But that's not proper. And even if it is going to the Supreme or ultimately, then why you are going in an indirect way? Correct? Ultimately it is going to the Supreme Lord. Why you have to go indirect way? If your body has to become strong, then you should put food in the stomach, not in the nose or ears. That's not proper worshipping of the Supreme Lord. Ajanta avidipurvaka. It is indirect worship. Of course, the worship of the demigods is recommended for those who have got material desires. They can't take up to the topmost process for them it is recommended that better they worship some demigods and get their material desires fulfilled and may come after some lifetimes. So therefore, if someone is intelligent enough, then he will understand that I don't have to waste my time. Better, my life is very short, I don't know how many days are remaining. So better utilize every moment to worship the Supreme Lord Krishna. We may not get any material desires fulfilled, but we are on the right path. Ultimately, Krishna will take care of us. And there are devotees, those who are worshipping Lord Krishna, and they may be materially impoverished, but still we can see that ultimately they are achieving the ultimate perfection. Sridhar Kolavich, we can see that he was a poverty stricken. Nobody could understand that he is a great devotee of the Lord. But he was worshipping the Supreme Lord with great faith. And even when he was offered all types of siddhis and material opulence and even the residence on the heavenly planets, he said that I don't want all this, because all these things are temporary. The desires, material desires are temporary. The material planets, the heavenly planets where you will go, that is temporary. The demigods who will give this material desire, they are temporary. So why you want to get temporary results? Therefore, one should understand this process properly. Therefore, it requires Brahmanda Bramite Kona Bhagyavana Jeeva. It is, one has to be really fortunate to understand one's fortunate condition, that I'm in this situation. That's a one has to be fortunate enough to understand that. Any other question? Yes.
Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
And this question that was asked once, when these demigods, after they are finished with their pious activities, they come into the mortal world and they take birth among the species here. So do they automatically get a human birth when they come? And secondly, in what level of consciousness do they get born? Do they have recollection of their previous birth as demigods? So...
it is explained that Shine Manya Shine Punya Martyalokam Vish Shine Punya Martyalokam Vishanti. It is explained that when those pious credits are exhausted, then one has to come down again. And depends which birth they may get. They may get birth as a human being, or according to if there are some sinful activities of any other balances remaining of previous things, then they may have to go back again to some other species to fulfill that. Because karmana gahano gati, it's very difficult to understand the intricacies of karma. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartin varshuna. One takes sometimes go to the higher planets, again comes down, takes birth as a lower species. It's very difficult to understand. So that's one thing. And sometimes they may come on earth as human beings also. And it is explained some yogis, those who are not perfected their lives, they may have to take birth even in the heavenly planets and enjoy pious credits for many, many years. And then again they come on earthly planet and take human form of life, and they continue the process. Athava yogina eva kule bhavati dhimata. It is explained in the 6th chapter that prapya punya kritam loka shuchinam shrimatam gehe yoga brashto vichayat. If someone has not perfected, then he may take birth again as shuchinam shrimatam gehe in the family of brahmanas or in the family of rich aristocracy. That's a great boon in itself, to get birth in such families, correct? Or even someone has performed, he has made some advancement, but still after such advancement, even if he has fallen down, then he may take birth in the family of great transcendentalist. And Srila Prabhupada explains that both he himself and his spiritual master, they had that opportunity, because he was all, Srila Prabhupada also born in a family of devotees. His father was a great devotee. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj also was the son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who was a great Vaishnavas. So therefore, those who take birth in such families are not ordinary souls. We should know that. And they may be demigods or whatever may be the thing, but they have now taken that birth in that families or the family of transcendental. So therefore they are special souls. And because they have got so, they are so close, they can take the process so quickly, the favorable atmosphere is there in the home. So they can take that advantage and perfect their lives and help others also. So that is another thing. But Srila Prabhupada explains that another time, another place, that therefore one should realize one's fortunate condition. And he many times explained that people of India are so fortunate that they are having faith in God. But only one thing is that they are so close to Krishna, but they are going away from Krishna. And people in the Western countries, they may be very much away from Krishna, but they are coming closer to Krishna. So it depends, means how one takes up that, when he realizes one's condition. So therefore, if we preaching is essence, it is explained that we can keep giving the message and we don't know who will take up this message seriously. Sometimes we may think that, oh, he seems to be a very pious person and let me preach to him. He may take it so easily. But again, the mode of goodness binds. Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Gopinatha. So there is freedom is given to everyone. So somebody can realize that condition. What is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And even if he practices for some time, then also one has got that good opportunity of perfecting one's life. Okay, that is okay. Any other questions, or it is getting late? Hare Krishna. Let's stop here now. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shila Prabhupada ki.